Good evening. I want to welcome everybody here for this very special service at Malvern Hills Presbyterian Church. This is a service that we look forward to really all year long. This is a time when we lift up the name of our Lord and Savior at his birth. And so tonight will be a special night, I believe, and a time for singing, a time for special music, a time for reading scripture, and a time for drawing close to the Lord. So we want to welcome everyone that's come and thank you for joining us on this special evening. I believe now we have a...
All right. Now turn in your hymnal to number 231. 231. And please stand and we'll sing this together. O come, all ye faithful. Remain standing as we pray. Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can come together and lift up your name and to remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, here on earth. Father, we ask that you would bless our time together and that your Holy Spirit would come, that you would touch each one of our hearts and cause us to draw closer to you and to one another. For we ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Tonight, our celebration is going to involve times of scripture and times of
of singing, all blended together, and at the very end of it, we're going to have a candlelight, a time of candlelight service. So I'll be doing the reading as we go through. And my first passage is in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Luke 1, 26 to 38. And this is what we read. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this in the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. On humble knees we all should pray to God. Oh,
Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
Let's remain seated as we sing this next hymn that's printed in your bulletin, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Our next carol is printed. What child is this?
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Thank you.
Let there be peace on earth. Because Christ is come. Now go and tell that he is in the manger. Sing on. Lift up your voice and sing, as born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. Sing alleluia, sing. Born is our Lord and Savior. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia.
That's a message for us tonight. And in Luke 2, verses 12 to 14, we read this. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Who is this baby? Where did he come from? He's the son of a carpenter, the chosen one. He's the hope of the ages, a gift of his love. Just a child in a manger, God's only son. Alleluia. Now shepherds were watching out under the sky, when the star over Bethlehem lit up the night. He's the light in the darkness, a gift from above. He's filled with the Spirit of God's holy love. Alleluia. 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 Angels sing, worship the King. Angels sing, worship the King. Amen.
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
And our next hymn, as printed in your bulletin, is "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Each Christmas Eve, as we gather together, we receive a special offering that goes to those organizations that are serving the people here in this community. And this evening, we'll be taking the offering and dividing it equally between Child Evangelism Fellowship, which has a tremendous ministry to our young people, and also to ABCCM, our Asheville Buncombe County Christian Ministries. And these are both organizations that reach out to our community in very special ways. And so at this time, I'd like to ask the ushers if they would to come forward. And we're going to receive a special offering that'll go to these two organizations. Come forward.
On Christmas Day, their old familiar carols raise, and wild and sweet the anthems read of peace on earth, peace on earth. I thought now as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, peace on earth, peace on earth, good. peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, peace on earth. Shall fail and right prevail, and peace on earth, peace on earth, till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Thank you, Kathy. I believe that we can go ahead and come on down. We normally would sing Praise God from Whom All Blessings Flow, but let's bow as we pray and thank the Lord. Gracious Father, we are so grateful for all that you give us. We're grateful, and especially in this season, for the birth of Jesus our Lord. You gave the very best that heaven had to offer. We pray now, Lord, that you would take this that's been given, that you would multiply it, and that it would help and strengthen those who seek your face. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you would, please turn with me to our scripture reading. This is very brief. It's one that we've already spoken of this evening, but it's in Luke chapter 2. And it talks about the angels that came. And it says this, Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that'll be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." You know, the hymn that Kathy just sang for us, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day," has a very interesting history behind it. Some of you may be familiar with this, but it comes from a poem that was written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow back in 1863. And the title of it was Christmas Bells. And it's a rather lengthy poem, but the words of that were taken and they were made into this song. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow at that point had suffered a series of tragedies in his life. First, his son, his oldest son, who was very precious to him, the apple of his eye, you might say, was in the Civil War and was wounded, fatally wounded, so they thought. He did end up recovering, but it left him disadvantaged for the rest of his life. And about 2 weeks after he found out about his son, his wife was involved in a fire in the kitchen in their home, and she perished. She died in that fire. And right after that, he wanted to celebrate Christmas. And with all the tragedy and the heartache that he'd been going through, he sat down on Christmas Day and he wrote the words to this hymn. And you know, in this, he described the dilemma that the world was having all around him and the struggle that the world was in. In fact, just to read some of this, he said, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And I thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." And he goes through, and each line of this poem seems to get more and more desperate. And he says, "And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." And then in the last verse he says, "Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men." You know, he described the dilemma that the world is facing even now, even right now, that it seems like all around us there's this violence that's been brewing. There's a hopelessness and despair that's setting in to so many people. And it's no wonder that they begin to question Christianity and the message that we celebrate right now, that there will be peace on earth. And it's like, well, where is it? Where is this peace that the angels were speaking about? Glory to God on earth and peace among men? What happened? Well, you know, first the angel of the Lord came to those shepherds and he told them, "Don't be afraid." Now, with everything that we're facing today, with the struggles, with COVID-19, with everything that's happening around us, all we have to do is turn on the news channels and we hear it one after another. Those shepherds were facing even greater problems in their day with the Roman Empire, with everything that was happening. And in the middle of all that confusion, something happened to open up their eyes to the fact that there was a greater presence than the government. There was something greater, far greater, than anything that caused them to worry and fear. He said, "A Savior has been born. A Messiah has come." And then it says, "A multitude of the heavenly host began praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest." And you wonder, well, didn't the angels already know? I mean, why were they so excited? But we have to remember that the Apostle Peter tells us that there are things into which even the angels long to look. And I believe that the angels were very well aware of the problems on earth and the struggles. And maybe they even wondered, how is the Heavenly Father going to deal with this? And it wasn't until that moment that the angels themselves knew God's plan, that he would come to earth, that he would come as a little baby, and that he would grow on earth and become the Savior of mankind. And I think that it was so joyous for them that they couldn't help but express that as they said, "Glory to God in the highest." And when it talks about the multitudes, it wasn't just 10 or 20 or even 50. It was thousands upon thousands of angels filling the sky saying, "Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest." The angels saw God's plan and they rejoiced in it. And the message that they gave was peace on earth, peace among men with whom God is pleased. And actually, as we read this, there are different translations of this. We know the King James said, peace, goodwill toward men. And as we look at that from a scriptural standpoint, we know that it's actually saying that peace among men with whom God is pleased, peace with those on whom his favor rests. That even the angels were saying, God's peace will be here on earth, but it will only benefit those people that receive that peace. You know, in Scripture, there are two different ways that peace is described. One of those is the peace with God, and Paul speaks about that in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. And he says, this is taking away the wall that separates us from our Heavenly Father. And rather than enmity with God, now we can have peace with Him. We can rest in Him and trust in Him. And out of that comes the second kind of peace, and that's the peace of God that passes understanding. See, we'd like it very much if all the problems would just go away so that we could enjoy peacefulness in life. But it's talking about a different kind of peace. It's a peace not in spite of the issues that we're facing, but in spite of everything. It's a peace that passes understanding. And who receives this peace? Well, men of goodwill. What does that mean, really, you know, men of goodwill? People that do good to others and help and contribute, or people that are charitable, especially at Christmas time. Who are the people of goodwill? Well, it's referring to people upon whom God's favor rests. Those people that are seeking a Savior. Those people that recognize that their lives are not what they should be. And so instead, they surrender themselves to the Lord. And we know that with the struggles and problems that we're dealing with all the time, every day, right now, that there's no human answer to these things. You know, we even pray, Lord, bring us back together again. Make us one nation under God once again. And yet at the same time, even as we pray, we know unless God does it, it won't happen. It's not within men to accomplish that. It's within the heart of the Lord. God saw our problem. Those who walk in darkness saw a great light. God knew that it wasn't a problem that we could handle ourselves, and that's why He came. That's why He came to bring us life. And He came as a little child. You know, it's such a mystery. Christmas is such a wonderful time because we recognize that it was because of God's great mercy, because of His great love, that He came to earth. And He didn't come with great fanfare. He didn't come with chariots of fire. He came in a humble stable, born of a virgin, laid in a manger. He came in all humility. But He still came as Lord. Well, what about everybody else? What about those people that refuse to receive that gift that God has given? Well, I think we're seeing the results of it all over right now. They have no peace. They're trying to grab everything they can to fill a hole that's in them that can only be filled by the presence of the Lord. And so they'll struggle and they'll clamor and they'll do whatever they can, but it doesn't work. The prophet Isaiah even said that there is no peace, says my God, for the ungodly. They have no peace. And we're seeing that played out. We're seeing it lived out right in our lifetime. There's turmoil everywhere. And all the time, God has given the greatest gift that could ever be given. He's given the gift of peace. Peace isn't the absence of war. It's the presence of God. Something that the Jews call shalom. It's a state of peace. In spite of, not because of. You know, as we stand here, sit here tonight, together in this place, we know that God has the answer to our lives. This is a great time for us, Christmas. It's a great time for us to worship the Lord, a great time for us to be together, united in faith in Him. It's not a time for us to be intimidated by fear. It's not a time for us to walk in darkness, but a time for us to rejoice and walk in the light. I would pray this evening as we come before the Lord that we would remember to give Him thanks for a gift that we couldn't give ourselves and that we can't give any others. It's a gift that only comes from Him. He is our Lord, and He came to earth that we might have life. Let's bow as we pray. Gracious Father, again, we are so thankful and grateful for the fact that you loved us enough to leave the glory of heaven to come here to earth and to come in such a humble way that you might be born as a man in a stable with a virgin, placed in a manger, that you went through this so that we could have life. And we thank you and praise you and ask for your joy, the joy of your salvation, to be ours tonight as we worship you. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to begin our candlelight service right now, and this is a special time for us. We're going to sing the first Noel, and they're going to dim the lights a little bit, and then if you have your candles with you, the ushers in the front will have candles, and they will light the candles on the inside, and then if you would, pass the fire from one to another as it goes out. Light one another's candles as we sing the first Noel.
Bulletin, you'll see the three verses of Silent Night.
Thank you.
Wait. We're going to stand in just a moment. The lights are going to come back on, and we're going to sing Joy to the World. But first, let me dismiss us with a benediction. Please stand and receive our benediction. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now's the time for joy. If we bring up the lights, let's sing Joy to the World.